听了诗班的献诗，我发现我今天衣服穿对了。
After having heard the choir today, I realized that I'm dressed in the right attire.
因为从早上来的时候，我就很后悔今天穿了这个丝棉的长袍来。
Because after getting up this morning, I've been regretting the fact that I've worn this silk long gown.
我不知道我们教会是那样的温暖。
I had no idea how warm this church is.
圣经里面说我们要心里火热，我现在是身体火热。
The Bible tells us that we have to be burning in the heart, and now I'm burning in my body.
我们非常谢谢诗班给我们那么事实的一个诗歌。
We'd like to thank the choir for such basic practical song.
那么在我们的这个周报我想请大家稍微看一下哈，我们这个代祷消息里面。我们有三，我收集了三这个三对的这个对联，那么也特别愿意送给每一位弟兄姐妹。
Since it's the occasion of the Chinese New Year's, I have inserted in our bulletin three sets of Chinese couplets on the bulletin insert.
那么在这三对的对联里面。那么跟文化有关系，也跟我们的信仰有关系。
These three couplets deal mainly with our culture as well as our faith.
在过去侍奉主三十年来，我一直有一个很深的一个负担。
In the past 30 years of serving the Lord, I've always had this profound burden.
或者说，你是从中国历史里面所得到的一些提醒和教训。
Or you can say these have been some reminders that I have received from Chinese history.
我们知道唐朝佛教进到中国来以后，就在中国的文化土地里面就扎根生长。
We know that since Tang Dynasty, when Christianity was introduced to China, Buddhism taken root in China.
我巴不得是 Christianity， 因为实在发现，在过去这180多年来。基督教有一个很严肃的功课要学，如果我们谈到向中国人传福音的话。
If we're talking about spreading the gospel to the Chinese, there is one very important lesson that we have to learn.
我不是很赞成所谓福音本色化这样的一个说法 ,indigenization.
I'm not a proponent of the indigenization of the gospel.
福音不是来适应文化。
The gospel does not adapt to the culture.
我的负担是怎么样让中国的文化能够福音化。
My burden, however, rather is how to let the gospel be adapted to the Chinese culture.
如果用神学上的一句话来讲的话，就是所谓的 contextualization， 怎么样能够让这个基督教能够在这样一个好像跟基督教不同的文化背景能够生根，能够发展。
Or to use a technical term, we can say the contextualization of Christianity in an indigenous culture.
所以当我看到这三组的对联的时候，我心里面有很深很深的共鸣。
So I also agree with the three sets of couplets we see before.
我知道这三对的对联用中文讲可以摇头晃脑，但是要翻译起来就非常的不容易了。
Now these three couplets, of course, are in Chinese and may not be translatable.
天征岁月人征寿，人得荣光我得恩。
Okay, heaven increases in years, man in his age.
Go ahead.
God receives his glory and I my blessings.
他看了，有准备的。那么第二呢，一元复始主赐福，万象更新人蒙恩，我想就不翻译了。回想当年蒙主恩，还思心碎报天恩。我觉得在这三组的对联里面，让我们再次提醒到，怎么样能够把我们在信仰上面、圣经上面的启示，能够跟文化连接在一起。
So I think these three sets of couplets are a good reminder of how we can join the culture as well as the teaching of the Bible.
在台湾，我知道有不少我的好朋友，在过去的十几二十年来，一直致力于这个文化和信仰之间的对话和调和。
And a lot of my friends in Taiwan have been working in the joining or the combination of a culture and faith.
我记得胡适之先生讲过一句话，他说基督教和中国的文化不要说怎么样能够调和，连对话的机会都没有。
I remember a certain Mr. Hu, he mentioned that it's hard to even have a conversation between the two, let alone a combination.
那么今天早上我不跟大家谈这一方面，不过呢我心里面实在愿意很简单的把这样的负担在中国旧历的年初二跟大家一起分享。
So I on this occasion I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you this thought of mine.
好不好请各位翻开圣经在使徒行传第十三章。
You may turn to the book of Acts chapter 13.
《使徒行传》第十三章，我们看第一节到第三节。
Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 3.
很明显的，跟刚才李明哲弟兄带我们所读的经文不太一样。今天早上我要稍微更改一下，早上我要跟大家分享的这个今天的讲道。
Instead of reading what we just read in our gospel Bible reading, I will share with you instead this passage.
为了节省时间，我就不再把这三节圣经从头把它念完。那么在这一段圣经里面，我们很清楚地看见，在使徒行传里面，这三节圣经有它特别的意义。
And we see a very special meaning in these verses.
因为在使徒行传里面，甚至我们说在过去两千年的教会历史里面，
Because we can find in the book of Acts and as well the 2,000 years of church history,
安提阿教会可以说是一个有举足轻重的一个教会。
The church of Antioch is quite a significant church.
如果根据使徒行传第一章第八节告诉我们，福音从耶路撒冷一直传到撒玛利亚。
If according to chapter 1 of Acts, gospel is spread to Samaria.
From Jerusalem Church. 然后从十三章开始，我们看见教会是从这个福音是从安提阿的教会把福音继续的传到地极。
And in chapter 13, we witness the continuation of the process, and that is of the spreading of the gospel from Jerusalem to Antioch to the end of the world.
那么我们在这里看见安提阿教会，它在教会历史里面，它有一个非常重要的一个地位。
And we can see the Church of Antioch plays a significant role in church history.
保罗三次出外布道，都是以安提阿教会作为他的根据地，作为他的大本营。
Three times of Paul's three missions abroad, he has used the Church of Antioch as a focal point, as a headquarters.
安提阿教会是个很特别的教会。
The Church of Antioch was indeed a very special church.
在公元43年的时候，这个教会因着使提反受逼迫而被建立起来。
The church was established in 43 AD, in the wake of the martyrdom of Stephen.
那么43年建立这个教会，46年的时候呢，公元46年，他们就开始差派宣教士从这个教会出去。
And in short, in the previous 3 years time, it started dispatching missionaries.
那么当时安提阿城呢，是在整个罗马帝国第三大的城市。
And the city of Antioch was ranked number 3 in the Roman Empire.
它仅次于罗马城跟这个北非的亚历山大。
After the city of Rome and Alexandria.
人口当时就有80万的人口。
And at the time, the population was 800,000.
如果我们今天在这里讲都市的这个传福音的工作的话。
And if we are to discuss gospel in the city, in the urban areas.
我们叫做 urban mission, 在这样的一个都市宣传福音的这个工作里面，当时安提阿的本宣的需要是很大的。
And if you consider the urban mission, Antioch had a great need in this area.
但是使徒行传十三章一节到三节告诉我们，在那样有需要的本宣的情形之下，他们差派他们的传道人到国外去做宣教的工作。
But in the face of urban need, they instead focused on overseas mission.
16年前，就是1977年，我们开始接这个本教会的工作，一直到今天，16年过去了。
16 years ago, I took up the mission of pastoring this church.
在过去16年，我一直私底下以安提阿教会作为我自己侍奉的一个目标、楷模和参考。
And the Church of Antioch has always been an example, a paradigm in my pastoring of this church.
我心里面有个很深的负担，我盼望这个教会成为二十世纪的一个安提阿的一个教会。
And it's always been my prayer that this church will become the Church of Antioch of the 20th century.
三年的时间，他们把这个教会建立起来，然后他们就差派宣教士出去。那宣教士是谁呢？就是当时安提阿教会的主任牧师。
In the brevity of 3 years, they dispatched a missionary who was the senior pastor of the Antioch Church.
巴拿巴是那个教会的创办人，巴拿巴也是那个教会当时的主任牧师。
Barnabas was the founding pastor of the church, and he was also the senior pastor of the church.
我相信上个礼拜许多弟兄姊妹看见周报，知道我们教会正式成立聘请主任牧师的委员会的消息。
You may have noted in last week's bulletin that we have formed a search committee for this church's next pastor.
Next senior pastor. 那么有不少的弟兄姊妹打电话或者当面表示关注这件事情。
And there has been a lot of you who has been calling and showing concern on this matter.
那么所以有人就建议说，李牧师，你应该用一次的机会公开的让弟兄姊妹知道你的负担，也真是对弟兄姊妹有一个公开的交代。
And it's been suggested that I make a kind of public announcement on this.
我想今天早上就根据安提阿教会的见证，我希望能够跟大家分享师母和我这些年来的负担。
So, basing on the testimony of the Church of Antioch, I'd like to share with you this morning some of our burdens that we've been have for the past years.
在我们心里面，当我们提到负担的时候，我们有三方面的背景。
When we talk about burden, there's three aspects that I'd like to talk about.
第一，我们特别看到今年华人教会在拆船施工上虽然有发展，但是我们实在还有许多的亏欠。
On the one hand, we see while the Chinese church has been very prosperous, in terms of mission, we still have a lot of catching up to do.
从1807年 Robert Morrison 把福音带到中国来，186年的时间很快就过去了。
Since Robert Morrison introduced Christianity to China 187 years ago.
那么我们看见在这180多年的时间里面，中国教会一直蒙受神很大的恩典。
The Chinese church has always received abundant blessing from God.
但是我们很清楚地看见一件事情，我们中国人的教会，我们是多受而少失。
And it's quite obvious that we can see that the Chinese church has been one that's been receiving more than giving.
在使徒行传二十章三十五节，保罗在那里提醒当时那个以弗所教会的长老说：“你们要纪念耶稣基督所说的话，施比受更为有福的道理。”
And in Acts, Paul reminds us that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
当时保罗对教会的领袖实在是语重心长讲了那样一句话。
And he indeed said it with a heart of a burden.
弟兄姊妹，上帝给华人教会实在说有非常丰厚的一些资源。
Brothers and sisters, let me remind you that God has given us abundant resources in the Chinese church.
身为中国人，我们实在觉得上帝也是在他的赐福的里面，我们是很丰丰富富接受上帝赐恩的人。
As Chinese, we realize God's abundant blessing upon us.
我们现在就知道有一个亚洲四小龙这样的一个说法。
And of course, you've all heard of the four dragons in Asia.
那么我们知道这四个国家是韩国、台湾、这个香港，还有这个新加坡。
Which are South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, and Hong Kong.
但是当我们看见这亚洲四小龙在教会的工作、宣教的工作上面，我们发现一个现象。
But if we look at the four dragons in terms of church mission, we notice a phenomenon.
代表三个小龙的华人的地区。
The three dragons representing Chinese.
在拆船的工作上，合起来都不如韩国在拆船工作上面的摆上。
Pale next to South Korea when it comes to church mission.
那么我们看到这是一个很清楚的一个现象。
And this is, has been a conspicuous fact.
那么我是从台湾来的。
I am from Taiwan.
等我再看看这台湾、新加坡、香港这三小龙，台湾呢在宣教的工作上面又是敬陪末座。
And as I look around, I, at Korea, Singapore and Hong Kong, I realize that Taiwan is indeed behind in church mission.
以一个中国教会来讲，我们蒙受神极大的恩典。
As a Chinese church, we have been greatly blessed.
但是当我们讲到普世的福音工作的时候，我们虽然有一些反应，但是我们与其他的国家相形之下，我们是非常非常的在后面。
But when we talk about global mission, we, even though we may have some response, we are indeed behind our fellow countries.
我们不只是看见今天华人教会有这样需要被上帝好好的带起来。
We see not only that the Chinese church needs a revival.
我有一个负担，我盼望我们这个教会在神的面前能够走出一条路来。
But also our church will also be brought up by God.
第二，我们看看今天西方的教会，特别是北美的教会。
Secondly, if we look at the North American Chinese Church,
在North America 的美国教会，我们看见他们差传工作的见证。
We see North American Christian churches and their testimony in sending out missionaries.
很明显的，今天美国的教会在差传的工作上还是走在前面。
And it's quite clear that they are leading the way.
我注意到其中的原因之一。
And one of the reasons,
我发现在北美的这些差传的团体有许多地方可以作为我们的借鉴。
Is that a lot of the missions organizations can act as a good example for us.
因为他们现在许许多多这些差传的团体的负责人差不多都是曾经在福音第一线的一些老兵。
Because all the organizers, the people in charge of these organizations have always been spiritual veterans.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you an example.
这个海外基督使团 Overseas Missionaries Fellowship, 他们的主任就曾经在日本做过两任的这个宣教士。
The home director of Overseas Missions in China was once the missionary in Japan for 2 years.
那么他在做这一个差传工作的时候，他了解这些第一线现在目前在做宣教工作的这些宣教士的心情。
So having been a missionary, he could identify with the missionaries who are in the field.
因为他知道他们的难处，他知道他们的需要，因为他自己有经验。
Because since he had the experience, he could empathize with the missionaries.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我为我们教会的宣教士祷告的时候，
Every time I pray for our missionaries.
为陈景吴牧师一家，
Pastor Wu and Stanley,
为 Adikaris 他们一家在菲律宾，
and the Adikaris in the Philippines.
甚至跟我非常熟悉的戴季中牧师他的工作，
Even James Taylor, whom I know very well.
那么我发现很多时候我为他们祷告的时候，我就问我自己，我真的了解明白他们的需要吗？
And every time I pray, I ask myself, do I really understand and feel for them?
我真的了解他们的心情吗？
Do I know how they feel?
我知道怎么样真的为他们祷告吗？
Do I really know how to pray for them?
还是我不了解他们的心情，不了解他们的情况，我一面祷告一面就会批评论断他们。
Or am I just going through the motions and just criticizing them while I pray.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见要做差传工作的时候，我们要跟在工厂上面的同工，我们彼此能够有亲切的一个同工的关系。
So while we pray for those are in the front lines, we have to have develop a rapport with them.
讲到这里，我就想到1991年，我回台湾有一个特别侍奉的机会。
I look back upon 1991 when I went back to Taiwan for a special service.
我接受台湾校园福音团契的邀请，回去他们第五届的青宣大会去讲道。
I was invited by Taiwan's Campus Evangelical Fellowship to go speak at the Taiwan Urbana.
我记得在那2000人的聚会里面，到最后一天晚上的那个献身聚会是整个聚会的高潮。
And at the end of the 5-day meeting, the last night of the meeting, it was the climax of the meeting.
当我站在台上向弟兄姊妹提出呼召的时候，
When I presented a challenge on the pulpit.
469个台湾很精彩的大学生接受上帝的呼召，到前面来，把他们奉献给主。
469 Taiwan young people dedicated themselves for the Lord.
哎呀，那天我站在台上，我禁不住我流泪。
And I broke into tears.
我说主，我感谢你，我看见这些年轻人，他们有一颗很单纯的心，要把自己奉献给主。
I say thank you, Lord, that you can give me these people who are willing to dedicate themselves.
但是我这个兴奋很快很快的就过去了。
But my excitement was short-lived.
因为后来我到校园传去去调查。
Because later on, I went to the Campus Evangelical Fellowship to do research.
我就问他们，从1979年第一届他们办青宣，一直到1991年第五届青宣，有多少年轻人把他们的生命献上？
I asked them how many people in total since the first Chinese Urbana in 79 dedicated themselves.
他们告诉我，总数是1850个人。
They said the number is 1,859.50.
我在想，如果这五届的青宣1,800多人里面有四分之一的年轻人，他们投入宣教的工厂，这是一个何等大的一股力量。
And I thought, even if a quarter of those people were to dedicate themselves in the missions field, how strong a strength, a power that would create.
这是校园传奇的同工告诉我。
But my coworkers in the fellowship tell me.
他说我们没有合适的训练，我们也没有合适的管道，把这些年轻人把他们送到工厂去。
We lack adequate training and channels to send them on missions field.
我问他们这一千八百人现在在哪里？
So I asked them, where are those some 1,800 people?
有一个弟兄，有一个同工回答得非常干脆，说大部分都不见。
And one person said, in a nutshell, they have all disappeared.
他们说他们有少部分人没有错，到了今天在台湾各个神学院里面去装备自己。
A minority of them went to seminaries to prepare themselves.
弟兄姊妹，当我听见这些消息的时候，我心里面非常非常的难过。
And I was very troubled and saddened by this news.
今天的教会只会负责生，而不会负责养。
The church only set great store by giving birth, but not by raising.
我们拼命鼓励年轻人献身。
We continuously encourage young people to dedicate themselves.
但是我们没有好好的继续栽培、训练、带领他们。
But we don't raise them.
我觉得这1850个人
，these 1850 people，
除了少数今天在神学院接受训练以外
，not counting the minority of whom who are receiving a training in seminaries，
我恐怕大部分的人会跟许多过去曾经把自己奉献给主的弟兄姊妹一样。
I fear the majority of them are like those who have once dedicated themselves.
一辈子活在罪恶感的一个基督徒的生活里面。
Living their entire life in a guilt-ridden existence.
他们曾经献身过。
They may have dedicated themselves.
他们曾经走到台前过。
They may have walked in front to the pulpit.
有一次我们教会一位弟兄告诉我。
Once a brother of mine told me.
他说：“李牧师，我还没有来美国之前
，before I came to the U.S.
在我们的家乡的教会曾经奉献过五次。
I dedicated myself five times back home.
他说我不是随随便便，不是马马虎虎，不是感情用事，我真的很诚恳的把我的生命献给主。
It wasn't an emotional or a wishy-washy kind of dedication. I committed myself truly.”
但是一直没有人关心我，一直没有人带领我，一直没有人栽培我。
But nobody cared and nobody led me.
那我就随着这个趋势，我就到了美国来念书。
And so that's why I came to the States and pursue my studies.
他说每一次我心里面都有很强很强的一个罪恶感。
And every time I have a guilty conscience.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, may God help us.
今天华人教会需要有一些人起来，能够把这些年轻人，把他们引导到 他们侍奉的工厂。
The Chinese church, they need people who can direct those who have dedicated themselves toward the missions field.
弟兄姊妹，每一次师母和我谈到这件事情的时候，我们就问主，说主啊，我们能做这样的工作吗？
And every time Mrs. Lee and I reflect upon this, we ask the Lord, Lord, are we capable, worthy of this task?
弟兄们，我们非常感谢主，在过去十六年，主把我们放在这个教会。
And we indeed thank the Lord for putting us in this church in the past 16 years.
因为这个教会在23年前开始的时候就看重拆船的工作。
Because some 23 years ago, this church had already put a lot of emphasis on missions.
我记得在77年，我跟师母接受这个挑战和邀请来到这个教会的时候。
I remember back in 77 when Mrs. Lee and I took up this challenge to pastor this church.
其中有一个很重要的一个原因。
One of the staple reasons
因为当焦元连牧师跟我们分享交通的时候
was that when Pastor Stephen Chu shared with us
他告诉我他说我们教会需要你来帮忙
he said our church really needs you to help out
我说你不是在那边侍奉你为什么还要找同工呢
I said aren't you already serving there why do you need more coworker to help you.
我记得非常非常的清楚，虽然离开现在已经十多二十年前的事情，焦牧师对着我非常诚恳地说：“李弟兄，我有一个很强的负担，想要回东南亚还福音的债。”
And I can recall vividly, he replied that, Brother Lee, I have a deep burden for missions work in Southeast Asia.
真的，当我跟他讲话的时候，好像看见他的眼睛在那里。
And I could see the gleam in his eyes.
我不会忘记他心里面的那一个负担，他那样的一个意象。
And I can still not be able to expunge this memory of meeting him.
77年到现在16年的时间，特别是在我的心里面一直有一个负担，我很羡慕有一天能够踏上焦牧师的后尘。
And I have always been wanting to aspire and emulate Pastor Chu in this fashion.
在1990年2月，我曾经第一次在讲台上告诉弟兄姊妹，我们有这个去做宣教士的负担。
In February of 1990, I shared with you and hinted at this our calling.
那当然，我觉得那个时候时机不对。
Of course, back then, it wasn't opportune.
因为我觉得九一年底新堂建好以后，有许许多多的事情，我必须负责任的去做。
Because I realized that after the church had been constructed at the end of 91, I still had a lot of obligations.
特别我知道从九一年开始，一直大概要到94年，我们有相当重的经济的责任。
And I realized the deep financial responsibilities that we have that, from 91 to 94.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得我们要当时盖这个礼拜堂，我们凭着信心，大家同心的要盖一个可以坐差不多900人的一个教会。
And of course, a lot of us can remember we had a lot of faith in building this church that would have the capacity for 900 people.
以三四百人的这个力量和负担来负责900人的一个教会。当然是很辛苦。
And of course, it isn't easy for 300 people to shoulder the burden of 500 people.
如果按照神继续的恩待这个教会，我们相信到了94年、95年的时候，这样的一个压力会慢慢慢慢的过去。
And if God continue bless us as He has always been, this burden should alleviate in 95 and later.
所以师母跟我们花了很多时间分享、交通、祷告、寻求，我们就决定要在1994年的年底，我们就被教会差派去做宣教的工作。
So Mrs. Lee and I, after much prayer, we decided that at the end of 94, we would go as missionaries.
一方面我们定94年年底因为94年10月教会有25周年的庆祝
The reason for setting that date is because at the end of 94 we have the 25th anniversary of this church
那么我盼望能够把25周年的一些感恩的活动能够跟弟兄姊妹一起庆祝完了以后到11月的时候在拆船年会的时候能够被拆到我们的宣教的工厂
So after we celebrate the 25th anniversary, and afterwards, and the annual missions conference, we can be dispatched as missionaries of this church.
2个月以前, 教会的拆船年会,
Two months ago in our missionaries conference,
我记得非常的清楚, 在11月20号, 那个礼拜五的晚上,
I can still recall vividly the evening of November 20th.
我坐在前面听王继雄弟兄讲道,
I was sitting in the front listening to Brother Wang.
我曾经跟大家说过, 我说, 看到一个过去听我讲道, 向我讲道的时候, 我心里面的感触的那种震撼。
And I share with you how that his message had moved me.
那天晚上, 当他问说, 有谁愿意把自己奉献给主的时候, 请你站起来, 我在我的位置上站起来。
And when he made the calling that night and asked who was willing to commit himself, I stood up.
后来回家, 我才知道, 师母在那边也站起来。
Only after arriving home did I find out that Mrs. Lee had stood up on the other side of the sanctuary. And I witnessed the working of the Holy Spirit continuously in our lives. Because what we see is not just a local church, but it is the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹,
Some people may think that missions work is exciting.
很好玩, 很有冒险性。
It is thrilling, it's full of adventures.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记, 95年我要离开这里的时候, 我那时候已经55岁了。
But let me remind you that when I leave in 95, I will be 55.
55岁要去, 经历这种第一线的这个事工的学习。
But let me remind you that when I leave in 95, I will be
55. 充满许多的挑战,
For a 55-year-old to confront the challenges on the front line is indeed not an easy task.
但是从去年11月开始, 有两个字一直浮现在我的脑海里面。
But since November of last year, there are two words that that kept coming back to haunt me.
中文是两个字, 英文大概是一个字, 就是榜样。
Okay, and good example.
Oh, good example. 个人的榜样,
personal example,
教会的榜样,
example of the church.
个人怎么样能够在神给我们这样的一个挑战, 能够顺服主的带领, 这不是一件容易的事情, 我也承认, 我们有我们许多的软弱。
To obey the leading of the God is not easy, and I admit of my frailties before the Lord.
第二, 我也盼望这个教会能够在这样的一个侍奉的见证里面, 能够走出一条, 榜样的路来。
And I also pray that in this testimony that we can also set an example for others.
那弟兄姊妹也许问我们, 到底你们要去哪里呢?
And you may ask, where are we going?
94年年底你们的动向是什么?
Where are you headed?
其实这是我们夫妇之间的一段秘密。
Actually, this has been a secret between Mrs. Lee and I.
我昨天挣扎了很久, 不知道要不要今天讲。
And I had a long struggle yesterday in trying to decide whether or not I should share this.
你们知道本来我们是预备要参加一个差会。
We were planning to join one missions organization.
去4年, 从头学习。
Go there to be trained from scratch.
跟他们学语言, 跟他们适应现, 新的生活, 就4年的时间, 就整个放在那里。
And invest 4 years' time just to start from scratch, learning the language and culture and all.
但是过去4-5年的时间, 我们夫妇在这件事情上面一直不能够有协调的一条路出来。
But sadly, we haven't been able to see eye to eye on this in the past 4 years.
我的目标是东南亚。
My goal is Southeast Asia.
师母不知道什么原因, 到现在我还不太清楚, 她20多年来一直对非洲的福音工作很有负担。
And for reasons unknown to this day, Mrs. Lee has always had a vision for Africa.
我们两个花了很多的时间分享交通讨论, 有一点点争吵。
And we have been spending much time communicating and even quarreling.
最后李师母说, 反正你是丈夫嘛, 哈, 我说妻子就顺服丈夫, 你去哪里, 我就去哪里。
So Mrs. Lee said, you're the husband, and I will follow.
他说反正你在前面走，我就在后面跟。
So you'll take the lead, and I'll follow.
我说我对夫妻同心同行的看法不是这样的。
I said, this is not how I view co-working of the husband and wife.
我觉得我在圣经里面所看同行不是说丈夫在前妻子在后而是两个人肩并肩一起走的这样的同行的路。
It's not one person leading another in tandem, but us going proceeding side by side.
感谢主在过去这几个月, 我们两个人已经走上相同的一个方向。
And praise God that in the past months we have been more and more walking side by side.
当然这是我们的计划, 我们实在不晓得神是不是就是朝着这个方向带我们走。
Of course, this is our plan, and we're not sure if God will lead us and manifest this plan.
94年底, 我们盼望在前面的三四年的时间里面,
And starting at the end of 94, we plan to spend the next 3 years following.
那么我们希望以4个月到半年作为一个单元。
We'd like to allocate 4 months to a half, 6 months period as a unit.
我们希望到目前有华人宣教士的宣道工厂, 我们去跟他们一起配搭。
We'd like to work with on the fish mission field where there are Chinese missionaries.
我们希望在那三四年的时间里面，我们有机会到不同的宣教工厂去学习。
And I'd like to spend these 3 to 4 years in different missions field and learn from them.
那么我们希望从他们的身上有一些学习。
So we'd like to learn from those people.
所以换句话说，我们有三个重点，希望能够放在跟这些宣教士在一起的时间。
And to use our time with them, I'd like to focus on three goals.
第一, 就在跟他们生活在一起, 跟他们一起观摩, 一起学习。
Firstly, is to share and to observe them.
第二, 我们能够跟他们一起分担工作。
Second is to share with them in their work.
因为我们知道许多的宣教士, 他们非常非常需要同工, 跟他们一起配搭。
Because we know that a lot of them are eager for the accompaniment of others.
那么第三, 他们也需要我们去跟他们陪伴辅导他们。
And thirdly, they also need company and counseling.
因为今天有许许多多的宣教士, 他们在宣教工厂, 因为文化的关系, 因为个性的关系, 有的时候他们家庭有许许多多的问题, 而没有人能够帮助他们。
Because today, a lot of missionaries, maybe due to cultural aspects and personal issues, they have many deep-rooted problems in their families.
我们盼望三四年以后,
we hope that after 3 or 4 years,
我们累积我们的学习, 累积我们的经验,
having compiled our experience and our learning,
我盼望我们能够参加一个拆船的一个机构,
I hope to join one of the mission's organizations.
一方面能够在华人教会推动这个拆船的意向。
One is to promote this vision of mission.
那么一方面，我们盼望能够帮助这些年轻人，让他们真的能够如愿的走上拆船的工厂。
But also to help those people, those young people who have dedicated themselves to really participate in the mission's work.
弟兄姊妹, 当我在这样分享这些负担的时候,
as I share with you all of my burdens,
我昨天晚上在准备的时候,
as I was preparing for this last night,
我心里面有一个很强很重的负担,
I feel a very profound burden.
我一定要把我心里面的感受跟弟兄姊妹做一次正式的一个分享和交通。
I must share with you this deep burden of mine.
让弟兄姊妹了解，知道我们现在的负担和心情。
So that you can understand and sympathize with our burden and our situation.
因为我需要弟兄姊妹后面的带导和支持。
Because what I need is your prayers.
留在这里侍奉比较安定，虽然有许多侍奉的挑战，但是我们就可以一直到在这个地方侍奉，一直到年老。
It may be more stable to serve in this area, and we could conceivably serve here until our old age.
当然，弟兄姊妹要聘请一位新的主任牧师，不是一件容易的事情。
And I realize that it is not easy to search for another senior pastor.
但是弟兄姊妹，起码我们同心的为这件事情祷告。
But let us at least pray for this.
让我们相信这个教会是属于他的。
And believe that this is his church.
他会为他的教会预备合适的同工。
And he will provide for his church.
但是让我们了解我个人在神面前的这个负担和感受。
But at the same time, let us understand my own calling and burden.
原谅我再说一遍，做个宣教士，我不认为是个好玩的事情。
Forgive my reiteration. Being a missionary, it isn't something fun.
如果神许可，我们实在盼望第一个半年，我们能够跟王继雄弟兄配搭。
If he allows, we like to work with Brother Wang in the first half year.
但是我一想到到台北，在雨季、在夏天、在热天的那里的生活，有的时候想想都会很害怕。
But sometimes I shudder at the thought of working in northern Thailand in the monsoon area in the jungles.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再说一遍，这不是一个好玩的事情。
Forgive me for repeating it. It's not a fun matter.
我相信很多的弟兄姊妹礼拜三都很注意 President Clinton 的这个就职的演说。
I'm sure a lot of you watched the inauguration of President Clinton last Wednesday.
你们知道那天我坐在电视面前，我不知道是不是有很多弟兄姊妹跟我有相似的感觉。
I wonder if you share the same feeling I had sitting in front of the television.
因为这个人不是我投票的对象。
I admit that he was not the candidate I voted for.
心里面有一种很说不出来的一种很不舒服的感觉。
And there were conflict within.
但是神提醒我。
But God reminded me.
圣经要我们为执政掌权的祷告。
That we have to pray for those in power.
不管这个人是你选的，不是你选的。
Whether or not he was voted by you.
他现在就任作为这个国家的元首。
Now he is in power.
你就要学习怎么样谦卑自己，顺服神的带领，好好的天天，如果不能天天，起码衷心的为他祷告。
You have to listen to God's teaching and pray for him obediently.
让我们真实知道怎么样为一个执政掌权跟这个国家的前途来祷告。
So we can really know how to pray for those in power and for the country.
我们要学这个风度。
And this is a temperament that we have to have.
虽然我不赞成这件事情。
Even though we may not agree with the matter.
但是看见神带领弟兄姊妹大部分是朝这个方向走，我愿意一起同心的往前走。
But when God is leading our brothers and sisters in that direction, I'm willing to follow.
我用 Clinton 在他的就职演说里面的两句话作为我今天分享的结束。
And I use two sentences in his inauguration as my closing.
好不好？请你念一下，然后我翻成中文。
Okay. In serving, we recognize a simple but powerful truth.
在侍奉，如果说把 serving 翻成侍奉的话，在侍奉上，我们有一个很简单而重要的真理。
We need each other and we must care for one another.
我们不只是彼此有需要，而且我们更需要彼此的扶持。我觉得这句话非常的宝贝。
I think this is indeed a precious statement.
尤其在当今天早上我们在这里跟大家分享我心里面的一个很重的一个负担的时候。
Especially in light of my sharing with you, my sharing of my burden with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们非常，师母和我们全家非常需要教会弟兄姊妹的合作支持。
We really need your care and your cooperation and support.
我们知道在 Clinton 的演讲里面有一个字重复出现很多次，就是 renewal， 就是更新。
And one word repeated many times in his speech, and that was renewal.
那么他提到怎么样更新美国。
And he reminded us how to renew America.
他说了这样一句话。
And he said, to renew America, we must be bold It will not be easy. It will require sacrifice.
他说更新美国，我们需要勇敢来更新美国，而且需要真正的牺牲。我觉得今天我们在主的面前，不只是让这些政治家在讲牺牲，难道我们今天属主的人，我们不也应该很认真的来看这件事吗？
If politicians can talk about sacrifice, shouldn't we as Christians also have a burden for sacrifice?
弟兄姊妹，我知道今天这样分享是一个开始。
I realize this is a beginning in my sharing.
我盼望我们在今后一直到1994年底。
And I hope that starting from today all the way to the end of 1994,
我们一同来寻求神在这一件事情上面的印证和他自己的引导。
We can together witness the realization of his vision before us.
我十分相信圣灵的感动是双方面，不是单方面。
And I am convinced that the working of the Holy Spirit is two ways.
我知道有不少的弟兄姊妹也实在很关切这件事情。
And know a lot of brothers and sisters really care about this matter.
那么我们盼望今后能够在这一方面能够多有一些分享，多有一些寻求。
And I hope that on this matter, starting from today, we can have more sharing.